This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the second time this month, the Biden administration is bypassing Congress to approve an emergency weapons sale to Israel. State Department said that Secretary of State Antony Blinken had told Congress that he had made a second emergency determination covering $147.5 million sale for equipment that is needed to make the 155-millimeter shells that Israel has already purchased function. The emergency determination means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. Such determinations are rare but not unprecedented when administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks. It is the first such challenge made at the court over the current war. Israel swiftly rejected the filing with disgust. South Africa's submission to the International Court of Justice alleges that acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character. Many in South Africa have compared Israel's policies regarding Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank with their country's past apartheid regime of racial segregation. The United Nations says tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed into an already crowded town at the southernmost end of Gaza in recent days. They are fleeing Israel's bombardment of the center of the strip, where hospital officials said dozens were killed just on Friday alone. People arrived in Rafah in trucks, carts, and on foot. Those who have not found space in the already overwhelmed shelters have built tents on the roadsides. Israel's widening campaign is now focused on the urban refugee camps in central Gaza. This is VOA News. Officials say that Russia launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones against Ukrainian targets, killing at least 30 civilians in what an Air Force official calls the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukraine's military chief says the Ukrainian Air Force intercepted most of the cruise missiles and the drones overnight. Air Force commander wrote on his official Telegram channel that it was the most massive aerial attack since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Ukrainian officials say at least 144 people were wounded. An unknown number were buried under rubble during the roughly 18-hour onslaught. Ukraine's president says the Kremlin forces used a wide variety of weapons, including ballistic and cruise missiles. Poland's defense forces says an unknown object entered the country's airspace Friday morning from the direction of Ukraine and then vanished off radar, and that all indications pointed it to being a Russian missile. The defense forces said the object penetrated about 40 kilometers into Poland's airspace and left it after about 3 minutes. The defense forces said both its radar and NATO radar confirmed that the object left Polish airspace. It was not immediately clear where the object disappeared or in which direction it had been going. There were no immediate reports of any explosions or casualties. Mexico's president is trying to end the woes of patients throughout the country who are often told that they need a specific medicine, but the hospital in question does not have it. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's solution was to outfit a big warehouse on the outskirts of Mexico City to centralize a supply of what he claims will hold all the medications, all of them, inaugurating a huge facility on Friday. The question, according to some experts, is whether Mexico can overcome its history of being bad at regulating the pharmaceutical industry. A British warship has arrived in Guyana amid rising tensions from a border dispute between the former British colony and Venezuela. The HMS Trent's visit on Friday led Venezuela to begin military exercises a day earlier in the Eastern Caribbean near its border with Guyana, as the Venezuelan government presses its claim to a huge swath of its smaller neighbor. Brazil expressed concern about the situation and urged the two South American countries to return to some sort of dialogue. The UK's defense ministry has said the HMS Trent is visiting Guyana as part of its engagement in the region and will conduct training exercises with the military. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.